Jesus had become popular. People were following him in large numbers. They wanted to see him. They wanted to hear him. They wanted to learn from him. They wanted to be touched and healed by him. They wanted to have their lives improved, the lives of their family and friends touched and changed and transformed. They didn't necessarily want to follow Jesus. They wanted Jesus to reach out and help them and touch them and heal them, teach them, and make them feel closer to God. What can Jesus do for me was really what they were asking. It's the utilitarian understanding of religion. What does the church do for me, for my family and my community? Worse yet, what can God do for me, for us? Hey, God, you parted the Red Sea, you raised the dead, you healed the lame, you calmed the stormy sea, you fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish, you died for our sins, Jesus, but what have you done for me lately? I hope that sounds absurd to you, because it does to me. And yet that's how so many people treat God. That's how so many people approach their faith with God. That's how so many people approach Jesus. Like the people who were gathering around wanting a healing touch, wanting a special word, but not really wanting to follow him. They would gather in when the word was good. They would gather in when the food was plentiful. They would gather in when the healing was there. But when the going got tough, they deserted him. This is the problem with our society today. Nothing's changed in the last 2,000 years. Jesus said, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself, cannot be my disciple." We didn't want to hear that, did we? This is one of those difficult, hard sayings of Jesus that you find in Scripture. Hate? Really hate? Well, not quite. Translating words from the original language that the Bible was written in into English can sometimes be a struggle. The New Testament was originally written in Greek, and translating its words into English can be a challenge. The word here that is translated hate is the Greek word misuo, and it literally means to prefer less or to prefer something else over this. Not so much all that emotional baggage of hatred and anger and antipathy that we normally assign to the word hate in English, but rather to prefer something else over this. The object of misuo is not considered worthy of or in need of special attention. Instead, you prefer something else over it. So another way of rendering this, and sometimes the Gospels help us in this, is to prefer Jesus over father and mother, wife, and yes, husband for you ladies, husband, children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself. We must prefer Jesus. We must prefer our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ over everything else. Well, that's still not very easy, Greg. I'm not sure I can do that. Well, in that case, we can't be disciples of Jesus. In case they missed it, Jesus made it even more explicit in terms they could understand. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. The cross, the instrument upon which Jesus was killed, a shame and a scandal the Jews and Romans alike. If you cannot carry that cross, Jesus says, you cannot be my disciple. That's commitment, friends. Being willing to heft the burden of the cross, the sins of the whole world in Jesus' case, the means of his execution, being willing to shoulder it and carry it with Jesus is the commitment that Jesus calls from each and every one of us. None of the disciples were willing to do that for Jesus on his way to Golgotha. Most of them deserted him in the Garden of Gethsemane when he was arrested. Peter followed afar off and waited outside in the courtyard of Caiaphas' house. And when he was challenged as being one of Jesus' disciples, he denied it three times and then ran away into the darkness of the night, unwilling to even be identified as a disciple of Jesus, much less heft the cross. Even Mary Magdalene and John the disciple and Jesus' own mother, they followed at a distance along the way to Golgotha. They stood and watched as Jesus died. They didn't carry the cross. The only person to carry the cross with Jesus, Simon of Cyrene, was compelled by the Romans to help Jesus on the way to Golgotha. He was forced by the Roman centurion to shoulder the burden of the cross with Christ. Are we willing to do so willingly? Are we ourselves willing, without compulsion, to pick up the cross of Christ and follow Jesus, to prefer Jesus over father, over mother, over sister, over brother, over spouse, over community, over money, possessions, life itself? Are we willing to place Jesus first in our lives? The call of Christ first in our lives? The proclamation of the gospel first in our lives? Are we willing to be committed to Jesus to this level of commitment? The crowds weren't. When the message turned away they didn't expect it to, they abandoned Jesus. When the healings began to become fewer and fewer and far between, they abandoned Jesus. When the message was not the one they wanted to hear, they abandoned Jesus. Even the disciples, they couldn't stay awake in the garden. And when he was arrested, they abandoned Jesus. They weren't willing to stay with him and shoulder the burden of commitment. Are we willing to pay the price of commitment to finish the task of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to go all the way with Jesus to the kingdom of God? Are we committed to Jesus? The wonderful people here today, and so many more who were not able to come, who serve our community and the police and the fire department and the first responders of our society and community, they have committed their lives to the defense of others. We pray it never happens, but the day may come when one or more of them may give their lives so that others might live, might be saved. They have made the commitment. They have made the commitment. And we all know some who have given that final commitment and have died trying to save others. That commitment is very similar to the one we are all called to make to Jesus. Are we willing to make that kind of commitment to Christ? It's easy to join a church. It's easy to join a community of faith. It's easy to stand up and say, I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. It can be another thing commit yourself and your life to serving Jesus. Are we willing to do that? Or when the call comes, will we walk away? Like the rich young man who asked Jesus, "What more do I have to do to attain eternal life?" "Love the Lord your God, love your neighbor as yourselves. I do these things," he said. And Jesus says, "You lack one thing, sell all that you have, give it to the poor, and come and follow me." And he walked away sad because he had many possessions. We too may be tempted when the call becomes tough to walk away, but we must not do so. We are called to make a commitment to Christ. May we do so, and may we stick to it. May we follow Jesus. May we shoulder the cross. May we lift the burden and follow Christ to the kingdom. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and may God's people say, Amen.